There is no rest day or night for those who worship the beast and his image, or for anyone who receives the mark of his name. This calls for patient endurance on the part of the saints who keep God's commandments and remain faithful to Jesus. Why patient endurance if the saints are already gone? So this makes it quite obvious that the church will not be pulled up, will not be raptured before the Antichrist. Now, some Protestant teachers are beginning to see this. One lady who tried for 25 years, she was studying this and she was teaching pre-tribulation rapture for 25 years. Then she started reading the church fathers. She's quoting Irenaeus, she's quoting Hippolytus of Rome. And she now, 25 years later, comes to the decision that the Spirit of God supposedly led her to say, no, it's going to happen halfway through. In other words, rapture will take place halfway between the Antichrist at the 3.5 years. It will be 7 years that the Antichrist will be around. The first 3.5 years, he will be a wonderful peacemaker, the greatest leader that ever showed his face on the planet Earth. And the people will beg him to lead them. He's going to have solutions. He's going to feed the whole earth. He is going to spread the economic wealth throughout the nations. His gospel is going to be food for the poor, equality, peace. And the nations will have so much difficulty at the time that they will beg him to lead them. And out of false humility, he's going to say, no, I don't need this, no. But eventually he will accept. And of course, he will reign in the Temple of Solomon in Jerusalem. So I guess at that time, right before the tribulation starts, or halfway through the tribulation, this lady feels that the church is going to be pulled up. Again, that does not agree with Holy Scriptures. The book of the Revelation is one of the most difficult books to interpret. The church, knowing this, did not include it into the everyday services of our church. When we have services, divine liturgy, we read the Gospels, we read the Apostles, Acts of the Apostles, and a lot of the other services, we read the Psalms, prophecies from the Old Testament, but nowhere in our services we're ever going to find anything from the Revelation, because it was a tremendous ground for abuse from false teachers, people that wanted to abuse the flock, false shepherds. It's happening today, I believe, last year because of the Iraqi war. We saw hundreds of books come out. Everybody was talking rapture. And when this lady told some of these Protestant teachers, look, this is wrong. What are we teaching is wrong. One or two of them, even television names, she quotes in her book, they said, Mary, I know, I see it, but if we begin to teach this now, we're going to lose half of our donations. She has the guts to write that in her books, by the way. Know that there's only two comings of the Lord. This is what Jude says in the epistle of Jude, chapter 1, verse 14. I believe there's only one chapter in that, not a prison. See, the Lord is coming with thousands of angels to judge everyone. What does that mean? That the Lord is going to judge all of us at the same time. He's not going to pull the elect up and then later on, after 3.5 years, he is going to judge the rest of the people. And this is a very strong one in Acts 3:21, chapter 3, verse 21. Jesus must remain in heaven until the time comes for God to restore everything. There we have it. Jesus will stay in heaven. He's not going to, and in heaven means outside of our known universe. Okay. Where Father Athanasius says that, where is heaven at? Nobody really knows. But one small description is where our known universe, the sky, where that stops, heaven begins. It's a dimension that we will really never be able to understand in this body and in this mind. So once again, it's very obvious that Jesus is going to come at the very, very, very end, at the last trumpet. Also, the church, in its full wisdom, when studying or interpreting the Revelation, always took parallels from the whole Bible. If the rest of the Bible did not agree, then they left that interpretation alone. Some parts of the Revelation, our church father said, that one we're not going to touch. We'll let it go, and when the time comes, we will be able to see it. In Matthew 13:49, Jesus talks about the parable of the net, which shows, simply tells that the fish were caught and then they divided them all at the end. The same thing in the parable of the weeds in chapter 13:29 in Matthew. We know the parable. Somebody went during the night and planted different seeds into the field, and the weeds were coming up along with the wheat. And some of the workers said, "Master, should we pull the weeds out?" And of course, the master said, "No, don't do that, because in pulling them out, you might also destroy some of the good crop. Let both grow together until harvest." So the Christians, the elect, are going to be together with the sinners through tribulation till the end of time, until Jesus comes back. Back into these 2-3 scriptures that we used, that some of these Christians are trying to bring out to back up this pre-tribulation rapture. We want to simply touch on a couple of them. One of them was, "I will also keep you from the hour of trial that is going to come upon the whole world to test those who live on the earth." What trial? What does that mean? Again, best way to interpret scripture is by presenting other scripture. We go to Revelation 2:10. And Jesus says, Be faithful even to the point of death. So what's the trial? Jesus, when he was speaking about these things, when these verses are speaking about the wrath of God, the hour of tribulation, the hour of trial, they're not necessarily concentrating on our human existence, on this earthly life. Jesus himself said, if you want to gain your life, you must lose it. And if you lose your life, you must find it. Also, he said, do not be afraid of those that might be able to kill your body. Don't worry about that, because your body is going to die anyway. 10, 20, 30 years is going to be gone. But be concerned about him who can throw your body and your soul into hell. From those scriptures, and by using the interpretation of the church, we're going to interpret this Revelation 3:10. I will also keep you from the hour of trial that it's going to come upon the whole world. The whole world is going to be misled. And this is the trial that the world is going through right now. Most of the world is giving up on Jesus Christ. Most of the world, it's giving up in Christianity. Most of the world has accepted a false gospel. They thought that Christianity was supposed to bring happiness, food, equality, happiness in this life. Yes, it would, but because the world did not follow the right or the true teachings of the gospel and chose to follow a false gospel, then we have these major problems that we have today. So what's this trial? It's going to be the denial of Jesus Christ. To actually deny the Lord, because the Antichrist is going to present himself as God Almighty. He's going to be inventing tremendous miracles, most of them mirages. He will have all the power of the devil, and he will confuse a great deal of people, and most people will accept him as their Savior. The Jews are still waiting for their Messiah, and when he comes, like Jesus said, they're going to follow him. So this is going to be the trial. And also, this is going to bring the wrath. The wrath of God is not necessarily that we might die or, you know, we might not be living from one minute to the next. If we follow that scripture very closely, we will see that it says, for God did not appoint us to wrath, but, this is the key, but to salvation. What's the opposite of salvation? Wrath, which is hell. So simply, God did not appoint us to become children of hell. God made us to live forever. God did not invent, did not make death. And the Revelation says that Hades and death will be thrown into the lake of fire, will be gone. They have nothing to do with God. He did not create death. It's a result of sin. So once again, to re-summarize what we simply said, it is not scripturally correct that, and it's actually a false expectation to expect that we're going to be treated any differently than the rest of our brothers and sisters over the last couple thousand years. They died for Christ. They were called to do that. They suffered. They were sawed in two. They were decapitated. They lost their arms, they lost their family, they lost their children. Why are we going to be treated any differently than them? Would that be righteous from God? No. So this pre-tribulation rapture is a false teaching. It's going to have severe consequences, because what's going to happen is the same thing that happened in the 50s when the Jehovah Witnesses predicted that Christ would be coming. When Christ did not come, half of their members dispersed. And the chances are that they did not go back to Christianity. They gave up on Christianity altogether. They kicked the gospel. And that's the kind of confusion that's going to come in into our congregations and also into the rest of the Christians unless we get rid of these false teachings.
I'd like to thank the audience for being here tonight. And I also would like to thank any future audience in advance who might be able to get the opportunity to listen to some of these teachings through these cassette recordings. I must warn you that not being an English major and having been out of school for many, many years, I may offend some of your ears and also some of you who have an excellent command of the English language. Please forgive me this fault. I know that I do make grammatical mistakes. And not being a trained speaker, of course, I catch myself doing that at times. I also urge some of you that might be interested in finding more about the teachings of the Orthodox Church on the Revelation and also in eschatology or the end of times, to search farther. Archbishop Averky, the Russian Archbishop, has an excellent book in English on the Revelation. The title is Apocalypse by Archbishop Averky. I believe that can be ordered through Light and Life bookstore. And in the near future, we will be printing a small booklet that summarizes the entire book of the Revelation was interpreted by Father Athanasios Mytilineos, who happens to be an Archimandrite in Larissa, Greece. Also, for any further questions on these matters, our priests in our congregations are very well equipped to be able to answer some of these questions. Please find time to ask them and do not rely on information from jurisdictions outside of Orthodoxy. I believe that's a serious mistake. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Adieu.